Okay, we're beginning Hilchos Chagiga today. Hilchos Chagiga deals with the korban that's brought on Yontif. It's a very short section, it's only three prakim. We'll do parak aleph today. And first we'll start with the mitzvos. The Rambam says there are six mitzvos. Arba mitzvos aseh, shtay mitzvos osa aseh. So there's six positive, two negative. Zehu pratam, laharosi p'nei Hashem. So the first one is you must appear before God, so to speak. Lachog v'sholosh regalim, so that you have to celebrate at the three regalim, the three holidays. Nismach regalim, to be happy in them. Shlo yira reikam, so you should not appear empty. Shlo yazov levi m'lesimcha v'itinlo matnosa regalim, so you should not abandon the levi from his happiness, and you must give him presents during regalim. L'hakil sam l'chagos sukkos motzei shmita. And the final one is to gather all B'nai Yisrael together at sukkos at the end of the shmita year. And now the Rambam is going to explain these in the following practice. So there are three commandments that were given to the Jewish people on every regal from the three regalim. The first one is Hara'iyah. The first one is to be seen before God, as it says in the Torah, to bring a korban chagiga, and to be happy. So the Re'iyah means the korban Re'iyah, means to come to the Beis Hamikdash on the first day of the Chag, v'yavi imo korban ola, to bring an ola sacrifice with them, beimin open the mehema, could be a bird or a regular animal. Mishavala azara b'yam risham lo hevi ola, if someone comes to the azara on the first day of the Chag, and he does not bring a sacrifice, lo dayosh lo asa mitzvah saseh, not only is he not fulfilled the positive commandment, ela over alo saseh, he's over an iser. Shnemro lo yeruf and I rekam. Vein aloka al avzeh shari lo asa maisa, and he doesn't get malchus for this prohibition, because into an action. Second mitzvah, chagiga mor b'torah, hish yakiv shlom, yom tam rishon shachag, vol le'eros. The second mitzvah is that a person should bring a korban shlomim on the first day of chag, when he comes to appear before God. But davar yadua she'ena shlomim v'ayim elamina behema. And we know a shlomim comes from animals, not birds. V'shnei mitzvahs elu she'ena ri'ya v'chagiga ina nashim chayavos behen. So these two commandments, women are not commanded in them. Simcha mor b'regalim, the celebration, a happy korban that comes on each regal, hish yakiv shlomim yesra shlomim chagiga. It's an extra korban on top of the shlomim you bring for the holiday. Ve'ilahem anikraim shami simchas hagiga. And this is what's called the shlomim simchas hagiga. Shenemar b'zavakta shemil chadasham. B'samach l'yishtem shokecha. And finally, the Rambam says, v'nashim chayavos b'mitzvah zu. And women are actually obligated in the korban simcha. Lacha beis. Ariya v'chagiga in lahen shir min Torah. So there's no specific fixed amount when it comes to the midoraisa, when it comes to the korban ri'ya and the chagiga. Shenemar ish kiman as yado, as much as you can give. Adam v'divrei sofrim. So the midrabanan, what do we learn? Korban olos riyah pachos bishavim mea kesef. So the korban olos should not be less than approximately a ma'a of kesef of silver. Lo shami chagiga pachos bishavim shtei kesef. And the shlomim that you bring that for the chagiga should be less than two silver. What do you call it? Two pieces of silver. Mitzvah havi kvi oshruk shenemar kamat nachyodav. What should you do? You should bring the amount that reflects the financial status that you have. When it comes to the third korban, the shamei simcha, there was actually no fixed measurement given. When the person goes to Yishlaim to celebrate, if he had with him korbanos re'iyah, yivim, he should bring them, or he should bring money with him, look as well korban, to purchase a korban. But if he doesn't have any money, so if he doesn't bring any silver, so then he should not bring articles or things that are worth silver, okay? Even if he owns things that are worth gold, asulalos reikon, lo kesef, lo korban. You can never go to the Beis Hamikdash without silver or without a korban. Lama asush yala biyado shava kesef. So why don't they say that you can't just bring things that are worth money and sell them when you get there? Zira shema lo yimsa limkor, because maybe what will happen is you won't find you'll be able to sell it. Oh, shema yimsu amos sigin. Or maybe you'll find impurities in the money that you end up receiving. Let's say someone did bring on the first day of Chag either the Ola Re'iyah or the Shlomim and bring for the Chagiga. You could bring it the other days of the holiday. So every one of the days is appropriate to bring Korban Chagiga. And they can all make up for the missing the first day. Of course, ideally, a person should bring the korban on the first day of Chag. Lohirkev Rishon being shogeg amazed. If he didn't bring a korban on the, what do you call it? Let's say he didn't bring a korban on the first day of Chag, whether it's accidental or purposely, Yakov Rishon, you should bring it on the second. The chol ma'acher arizim maguna. Anyone who pushes it off, it's a denigration. V'lav nemar no gimi moed asafta. Alach avav avar rega. Let's say the holiday passed for lochad, and he didn't what do you call bring any of the korbanos he was supposed to bring. Eno chayv achri yuso. He's no longer obligated to bring them. Dazeach yotze bo nemar muvas lo yichal asakam. There's no way to fix the broken situation. Alach zayin mishlo chag biyom tarav mishlo chag sukkos. Let's say someone didn't bring the korbanos on the first day of sukkos. Chogeg is kol rego. So he can bring them throughout the entire Chol HaMoed. We don't have Achar on Shul Shmini and as well on Shmini Atzeres. That the Shmini touched the Rishon here, and even Shmini Atzeres is a makeup for missing the Korban on the first day of Chag. V'chei Mishlo Chag Yom Chag Shavuos. If someone did not bring the Korban on Shavuos, Chogeg Kol Shiva, he can celebrate the entire 7 days. V'yeshlo Tashlum Kol Sheish Yom Shachar Chag Shavuos. He can actually bring the Korban 6 days after the completion of Shavuos. Gavrzei Piyashmoa. This we learn after the Torah. Shemar Shechaga Shavuos Kechaga Matzos Tashlumin. That Shavuos is like Sukkos when it comes. Excuse me, like Pesach when it comes to making up the sacrifice you didn't bring. Alachas Olus Riya V'Shalmei Chagiga. So the Olus Riya and the Shlamim you bring as a Chagiga. In Dochen Lo Shabbos. It doesn't push out the Lach as a Shabbos for Lo's Tuma or Tuma. V'Shein Lehen Zman Kavuah Kekorban Atzibur. Because they don't really have a fixed time like a korban that's brought by the community at large. Because if I don't bring the korban today, I can bring it the next day. But it does push off the lachas yomtov. Even though you don't bring on yomtov sacrifices that you made a vow to bring or voluntary sacrifices, you do bring the three korbanos of the chag. Because these are not voluntary, rather they're obligatory. So when someone brings the three korbanos he's supposed to bring on Yantav, somech alem kolkoko, you do smicha, you put your hands on the animal like you would any other korban, kederek shosu b'shar yamim, like on the days, af b'shar smicha in the makeves, even though the smicha is not necessary, k'mosh v'yarnu, ma'isir korbanos, lo gozol lem mishum shvos, but they didn't include it insofar as an isid rabbanon on Yantav. Yoda mafesh olas riyasov emes, let's say I set aside my ola riyah and it dies, hayorshin chayv naviyah, my inheritors must go ahead and bring it. You can bring during Chol HaMoed, the intermediary days of Chag, voluntary sacrifices. You see from here, you can bring a korban, these types of korbanos during the Chag. What does Olos Echem include? The Ola brought by someone that's Ras or a woman who gave birth. So the Minchas Chotem, Minchas Sota can be brought as well. L'shamechem, l'rabo shamei nazir, that includes both the shlamim of a nazir, ha'kor kerim moed, all can be brought on moed, on chol moed, v'im kerim yonto, but they're not, it can be brought on the chag itself. Finally, halach yad alef, misha hayalo, oklim rubim, l'chasim watan, let's say someone came up to Yerushalayim and they had tons and tons of food, not a lot of property, so to speak, maybe shamei chagigim rubim, you bring a lot of shamei chagiga, the olos riya muatan, but you bring a small amount of riya. Hayu lo oklim muatan unechasim rubin. Let's say vice versa. Maybe olos riya merubos. You bring lots of olos riya, shamei chagiga muatas, and small amount of shamei chagiga. Hayu zev zem muat al zeh. So let's say what he called. He has a little bit of both. Excuse me. Hayu zev zem muat al zeh amru lo yifchos mea lo olos shnekas shaman. That's what we're talking about. That the person can't bring less than a certain amount for the value for the ola and the shlamen. Zev zem and ruba, right? So let's say someone has a lot of both. Al zeh nemar ki brachas Hashem lechacha asher nasan lach. It's basically based on the bracha you got, you should give. That ends Parak Aleph. We'll pick up Parak Beis tomorrow.